What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. Ever feel like your relationships are a tangled mess of expectations, unspoken needs, and just plain old exhaustion? We've all been there, right? It's like navigating a minefield sometimes, trying to figure out what we need, what others need, and how to keep everyone happy without losing ourselves in the process. But hey, listen up, because today we're talking boundaries, those magical lines in the sand that can save your sanity and supercharge your relationships. Trust me, this is not about becoming a hermit or shutting people out. It's about creating healthy space for everyone involved to thrive. Now, before we dive in, remember, healthy boundaries aren't selfish. They're essential. They're essential. Think of them like the invisible fence around your emotional well-being. You wouldn't let just anyone waltz into your house uninvited, right? It's the same with our relationships. We need to protect our energy, time, and space. So, what are some key takeaways that can help you build those strong boundaries? Buckle up, because we're about to break it down. First off, get crystal clear on your needs and values. What truly matters to you in a relationship? Is it honesty, respect, trust? Knowing your non-negotiables is like having a roadmap for healthy interactions. It's not always easy, but take some time for self-reflection. Journaling, meditation, or even just a good old-fashioned conversation with yourself can do wonders. Next up, learn to say no and mean it. It's okay to decline requests that drain your energy or compromise your values. Saying yes to everything is like agreeing to a never-ending marathon. You'll burn out faster than you can say boundaries. Remember, your time and energy are precious resources. Invest them wisely. Communicate those boundaries clearly and respectfully. Don't expect people to read your mind. Be upfront about what you need and what you won't tolerate. It might feel awkward at first, but clear communication builds trust and prevents misunderstandings down the road. Think of it as setting the stage for a healthy dance. Both partners need to know the steps. Listen to your intuition. That inner voice is often right on target. If something feels off or uncomfortable, trust that feeling. It might be time to reevaluate the situation or set some firmer boundaries. Finally, remember that boundaries are not static. They evolve with you and your relationships. Be flexible, adaptable, and willing to adjust as needed. Life is a journey, and our needs change along the way. Just like a good pair of jeans, your boundaries should fit comfortably and allow for growth. Think about a time when someone overstepped a boundary in your life. It could be a friend who always borrowed money, a family member who dropped by unannounced, or even a coworker who bombarded you with emails after hours. Remember that feeling? That knot in your stomach? The sense of frustration? Or maybe even anger? That's a clear sign that a boundary was crossed. Now, think about how things could have been different if that boundary had been established sooner. Maybe you wouldn't have felt so drained or resentful. Perhaps the relationship would be stronger because both parties felt respected and understood. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you create healthy boundaries in your relationships. Remember, this isn't about being cold or distant. It's about creating space for authentic connection and mutual respect. When you set clear boundaries, You're not just protecting yourself, you're also paving the way for deeper, more fulfilling relationships. Think of those boundaries like a well-tended garden. With consistent care and attention, they can blossom into something beautiful and vibrant. But if left neglected, those weeds of resentment and frustration can quickly take over. Ready to start cultivating those healthy boundaries? Head over to our website or social media page and share your thoughts. What are some challenges you face when it comes to setting boundaries? What strategies have worked for you in the past? Let's keep this conversation going and create a supportive community where we can all learn and grow together. Until next time, remember, take care of yourself first, because that's how you truly empower those around you. Peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.